Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Motherhood and work. There isn't a right way or best way to juggle these, despite what you've heard or been told. No, really, there's not. Part-time work has been the best fit for me and my family, but it's tough to navigate any gray area of motherhood when you don't fit neatly in a box. My name is Tiana Fesch, and welcome to the Part-Time Jungle podcast, where we are going to build conversation and community around swinging motherhood and work in a way that works best for us and our families. No matter your path, it's an adventure with highs, lows, and in-betweens. Let's explore together. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to the very first episode of the Part-Time Jungle podcast. The idea for the Part-Time Jungle truly has been building inside me since I became a mom 13 years ago. Yes, we have a teenager, which is crazy. How did that happen? As well as an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. As the end of my first maternity leave grew closer, my panic also grew about how I was going to juggle motherhood and work. I knew that I didn't want to work full-time. And I knew that I didn't want to stay home full time. Looking around at all the other moms that I knew, it seemed that they were very confident in their decisions to do one or the other. I did not feel confident at all about how to navigate something that was somewhere in the middle. What I have learned along the way is that connections and conversations made such a huge difference for me in navigating the juggle of motherhood and work. I got great ideas, inspiration, support, and I got to realize that I was actually not alone in how I was feeling. I also learned that we are truly united in motherhood. And even if someone's path did not look just like mine, we could still support one another along the way and share wins, losses, and strategies. I also learned that some people do have strong opinions about what you should and shouldn't do as a mom, and that these words and ideas can be hurtful and can make you question whether or not you're doing the right thing for yourself and your family. Maybe you've been told or overheard things similar to what I have. Stay-at-home moms sure have it nice hanging out at the gym in their Lululemon outfits. Or, why would you let someone else raise your kids while you're at work? They are only little for so long. Or, so you just teach part-time? What else do you do? There is a beautiful quote by Rachel Hollis from her book, Girl, Wash Your Face, that really sums up my view. There isn't one right way to be a woman. There isn't only one right way to be a daughter, friend, boss, wife, mother, or whatever else you categorize yourself as. There are so many different versions of each and every style on this planet, and beauty lives in that dichotomy. Over time, I've become more confident in my path of working part-time, and I am always seeking out feedback and looking to beg, borrow, and steal great ideas from other moms along the way. The way motherhood and work have looked for my family has changed with the ages and stages of our kids. What worked well when they were little and going to bed at 7 p.m. wouldn't work as well now when we have evening hockey practices that end at 10 o'clock. I don't think that part-time work is the best, perfect, right solution for moms. It just happens to work best for our family. And this could change. I'm a teacher. I used to teach junior high and high school science. After my first maternity leave, I did a job share for a year. A friend of mine and fellow science teacher had her baby the day before we did, which is so crazy. And we ended up convincing our principal to let us do this job share. We also childcare shared. One of us would teach for half the day, while the other looked after the two kids. And then we would switch at lunch. It was wonderful in so many ways, but lonely in others, because I had minimal interaction at school with other adults, and then minimal adult interaction when I was home with the two kids because of nap times and all the things. Most of my marking and prep work had to be done in the evening, which made it hard to get out with girlfriends as well, but it worked. We had our second baby, and I decided to go back to university and get my master's degree. This was a two-year program, and I loved it. We had someone come to our house one day a week so that I could go to the library and do homework. We then had our third baby shortly before I finished my master's. This presented some interesting challenges, but long story short, I did graduate. When our youngest was one, I taught an evening high school upgrading science class for adults. So my husband was home, and we didn't need childcare. And then at the end of that school year, I decided that classroom teaching just wasn't a fit for me as a mom. Yes, the thing that I had gone to school for, that I loved for so many reasons, just wasn't working for me and my family. That was tough. It was tough to resign from the school board and not know what I would do next. And I was really hard on myself because there are so many moms out there who are teachers. What was wrong with me? But closing one door allows you to be open to new opportunities, including writing two published curriculums for our local school board, partnered with a nonprofit organization. I also got to work for another amazing nonprofit organization, coordinating programs and teams of specialists supporting young children with developmental delays and their families. I now teach part-time at a local university in the Faculty of Education, mentoring student teachers, which is such a privilege and a dream come true job. All along the way, there have been bumps, detours, challenges, and successes with scheduling, childcare, late nights, household stuff, health, homework, school struggles for the kids, extracurricular activities, and the list could go on and on. It has not been perfect, but for me, it fills my soul. It provides our family with some additional income, of course. It challenges my mind, allows me to make a difference for others. It energizes me. And ultimately, I think it makes me a better mom. It's what works for me and my family. I have not navigated my motherhood work journey by myself. I have had a village of family and friends supporting me along the way. Also, what I have found is that when I have asked questions, said that I felt unsure about what to do next, and shared what I was struggling with, I learned that I was not alone. Other people shared their highs, lows, and in-betweens with me. They asked me for my advice. They shared ideas about how I could approach challenges that I was facing that weren't on my radar or I hadn't even considered. I heard about work opportunities that I wouldn't have known about otherwise. I had to be brave to talk with other people. It made me feel vulnerable, especially in the beginning. I didn't know what they would say or what they would think of me. For the most part, though, this resulted in a sense of community and connection. So this is really why I wanted to create the Part-Time Jungle. There are so many incredible moms juggling all of the things in motherhood and work in a way that works best for them. And there's so much value in sharing stories and ideas and being real with one another, no matter the path. Typically, the two ends of the spectrum are staying at home full-time or working full-time. but even these can be approached in a multitude of ways. Then there is all the gray in between. I'm so excited to have you be a part of this community and conversation about swinging motherhood and work. Welcome to the Part-Time Jungle. Thank you so much for listening to the Part-Time Jungle podcast. I'm your host, Tiana Fesch. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Part-Time Jungle and on my website, www.thepart-timejungle.com. I would love if you would subscribe to, rate, and review this podcast. Your feedback and support are so appreciated. See you next time, where we will continue to explore the motherhood jungle together.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.